It's not original, but it's desperate. St Kilda should be a jewel in Melbourne's crown, I reckon. It's a beautiful spot down there. Albert Park Lake, the beach, the Esplanade. It should be a magnificent spot. Luna Park, Ackland Street, all those areas down there. But it's not. Herald Sun report today talks about being Skid Row. Massive homelessness, drug abuse, that sort of thing. Now, I reckon it'd be more than 20 years ago I started saying, campaign, let's clean up St Kilda. And we had minor success, but then everybody lost interest. So what do we do? How do we fix St Kilda? 133693, that's one of the searches we're conducting for no-brainers. Darren Robinson heads a local community group, convener of Friends of St Kilda Hill. Darren Robinson, good morning.
Hey, Neil, how are you?
Okay, now is it that bad? Is it really that bad in the St Kilda area first?
Well, I mean, apologies first. I just at a cafe at the moment, Neil, so there's a bit of noise in the background.
No worries.
Look, St Kilda is a fantastic place. It's awesome. You've already described why it is the jewel, or it could be a more shinier jewel, I should put it. Yeah, there are problems in the street. There's a lot of people out there who are suffering, and they're being left on their own to suffer. And as a result, their neglect is really affecting the people around them.
It used to be a place for drug addicts, drunks and prostitutes. Is it still?
Look, we have a lot of colourful people in all parts of society. We have people that fit that description, but we have a lot more people who fit another description of going out there and enjoying the amenity, the beaches, the parks, the weather, the closeness to Melbourne, the fantastic boulevards, the great restaurants, cafes. It's a fabulous place, but there are people who are being left on the street and their behaviours are being impacted upon others who are going about enjoying the amenity.
All right, so I'll put you in charge. What do you do?
The first thing I'd do, Neil, is I would go out there and help these people who need to be helped rather than ignore them. So there's the crisis assessment and treatment teams, the CAT teams from the psychiatric services. These people need to engage with them and give them a pathway back towards some sense of happiness, not to leave people in the street to destroy themselves. What we're seeing at the moment is that individuals are on the street and they're self-medicating. You know, the government is giving them money from their pension and the pension is going straight to the drug dealers and the drug dealers are going out there and giving them their...
So what do you do?
Behaviour's affecting
it. But this has been going on for years. What do you do? Do you get...
You create psychiatric services and you create institutions to enable these people to be supported and helped. At the moment, we have a community-based model, and that community-based model is not engaging with these people because of occupational health and safety. It's
okay.
Too dangerous.
So you get the experts from the Alfred out onto the streets.
And then you go out there and you assess these people and you give them intervention and support to enable them to live a life of some type of happiness.
Well, is there anything...
Rather than leaving them on the street to defecate and to urinate to create a behaviour which is impacting on others.
Is there anything... Put this issue to one side. I understand where you're going there. Is there anything physical that you need to do? I mean, is that little road at the back of the gardens that heads down towards the pier? I've always thought that's underused. How do you fix that?
Look, there's lots of physical things we can do. I think there's discussions about making a walkway across from the upper Esplanade going down to the beach.
Yeah.
These are large infrastructure projects. There's putting the lower Esplanade underground and creating green space so there's easier flow through. There's a number of areas, and certainly I'm not a town planner. I'm somebody who's lived in the area 15 years, and I enjoy living here. My family and the community here is amazing. We have some problems, and these problems are not being effectively fixed, and it's due to relaxing. The way in which government has tackled mental health, the severe cases of mental health, they've ignored them, and they've allowed them to stay in the street. So we need to create that level of really complex mental health support intervention Alfred Crisis Service is a way of doing that. We need to fund them.
Thank you very much, Darren Robinson, local community group Friends of St Kilda Hill. Okay, clean up the streets by getting help to the people who are living on the streets and doing all the things he said, the drug addicts and the drunks and the prostitutes. But, okay, I don't know. There have been many attempts to change things physically, and that hasn't worked. I know the police have tried to clean it up. I've had mates who worked in St Kilda Police donkeys years ago, and it was that bad then.